Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, hello, radio listening audience. Well, bless the Lord. We thank God that you tuned in to Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you do believe that today, beloved, because it is so. And we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for you tuning into this radio station week by week. We aim to bring you those programs and those discussions that will enrich your life, will enhance your life. We want you to be whole in all three dimensions: health in your spirit man, in your innermost soul, and in your natural physical body. Do you believe that today, beloved? God wants you whole in all three dimensions. Again, this is Health by Design radio program. We'd like to invite you to connect with us, to join in, to join this movement. It's a movement in your health designed with you in mind. Amen. We pray, thank God, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly what more than we can ask and or think. And there is a bomb in Gilead just made for you. Well, radio listening audience, I have a few announcements for you. And we have a wonderful, wonderful program designed for you today. We're going to be talking about spiritual matters as it pertains to your heart health. Spiritual matters as it pertains to a healthy heart. Again, in February, throughout the month of February, we can come to you week by week and bring you informative information to edify you in your natural man so you can begin to understand how you can, what you can do, what you can eat, what supplements you can take that will make a quick turnaround for you in your heart health, and also prevent any future issues of the heart, whether it be natural or whether it be spiritual. We want to address each and every area because you are a triune being. Your spirit, soul, and body work together, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you in his image. Amen. And today, we're going to, again, like I said, be speaking to you about spiritual matters of heart health, and we have a special guest radio listening audience. You've heard from this man of God before. He's doing a wonderful work, Hope Chaplaincy Ministry up in Delray Beach, Florida. Not only that, he wants to encourage you, if you have a call or you have a mandate or God has told you to be a disciple in the way of going into the hospital and to be able to reach out to the hurting souls, those who are lost, those who have felt like that all hope was lost, Hope Chaplaincy Ministry designed to just give people encouragement, give them a word, and you can be a part of what they're doing, that great work that Chaplain Michael Aparicio, the man of God, is coming each day. He's going to speak to you about issues of the heart and how we can hold in every area. Amen today. Oh, I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. Again, I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and I want to encourage you to go to our website, www.alphahealthrx.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can like us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. Better yet, you can follow us and like us. And we thank God for what you're doing. You also can call 954-292-4891 if you'd like to get in touch with us. We aim to address every need that you have with regard to your health, whether it's spiritual or whether it's in your natural physical man. We want to give you some information, share some things that we can edify you and take you to that next level in your health. And remember, at the beginning of the year, I wish everyone a healthy new year. It's good to be happy, but we also want you to be healthy. And if you're healthy, you'll be happy. And we thank God for what he's doing through us, in us, and through us. And I want to just find out, Captain Michael Aparicio, are you there? Captain Michael, are you listening in today? Amen, amen. I believe that we have Captain Michael that will be tuning in today, and we're just looking forward to hearing from that man of God as soon as he is on the radio program. And so we'll
amen.
Go ahead with a short announcement. Oh, I believe I hear Captain Michael is on the line. Is that?
Yes.
Bless
yes.
you, man of God. Is that you today?
Amen. That's me. I'm on here today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I know you have a word for the Lord for our listeners today. I know that
amen.
They're going to be
amen.
Blessed. I want you to go ahead. Hey, listen, radio audience. Dial someone today. They need to be on this. They need to call in and listen to this radio program. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/Alpha Health. You can pick this up wherever you are. You can be driving in your car. You can be on your phone. You can be on your tablet. You can be on your iPhone, your smartphone, or whatever kind of phone or whatever kind of tablet, whatever device that you have, whether you locally, nationally, or internationally, wherever you are in the world, call someone today. Have them dial in to 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. And you can speak to our host today. But at any rate, he has a wonderful, wonderful message today. Pastor Chaplain Michael, will you go ahead and greet the radio listening audience today and come to them and let us hear a word from you today?
Amen. Amen. Greetings to everyone out there that was listening. Amen, to the radio program. It's a blessing this morning, amen, to be on, to bring you a word of encouragement pertaining the health and design of our heart, amen, and all the different things in life that we face, amen. Today I have a message from Proverbs chapter 4, amen, and in verse 22, amen, Proverbs 4, verse 22. Amen. The word of God says, for there are life unto those that find them. Amen. Amen. This was Solomon is wrote. Solomon wrote this, and he's speaking. He's saying to his sons and them, for there are life unto those that find them. Amen. And that's what we need to do to live a healthy life, to have a healthy heart, amen. We got to find those things. We got to seek after those things and find them, which is in the Word of God, amen. The Word of God is life, because the Bible said that, amen, that the life, that what he had in him is the light that shines in every man and every woman. So that light, it represents life. Once you have that light, you have life. And once you have life, it says, as righteousness attended to life. Amen. In Proverbs, amen, it says, in Proverbs 11, amen. And that's what it says in Proverbs 11. Amen. And that's what we're talking about, that life, 11:19. Amen. As righteousness attended to life. Amen. You might feel like you're an outcast, because in Jeremiah 30:17, the Word of God says, it said this in Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 30:17 says, and as I turn there, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, and that's what we all need. We all need to seek life, because it's not everybody find that life. Not everybody find that area, amen, that where it pertains to righteousness. Because if you're seeking after righteousness, you will find life. But also, we have to find that area that where God wants us to be at, to live a righteous life. Because in Jeremiah 30:17 it says, for I will restore health unto thee. That's God's promise of restoration. God wants to restore health unto us. He wants to, that's his promise. But also he say, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Whatever wounds you have in your heart, whatever issues you have in your heart, whatever things you're dealing with in your heart, because in the heart is life. It flows the issue of life in your heart. So whatever we have in our heart, whatever we're going through in our heart, amen, God say he would heal it. Amen. And here he says the Lord, because they called thee an outcast. Amen. Saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after. Amen. Sometimes some of us feel like we are outcast, that no one is receiving us, and or no one want to attend to us, and no one want to see the burden that we have. Sometimes we feel like an outcast. Amen. But God's saying, that's okay. Amen. He said, then said the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the places shall remain after the manner thereof. Amen. So God is saying that he's going to rebuild that dwelling place, that Jacob tent, that tent that will represent life, that tent that within us. We are that tent. We are that temple. We are that Zion. We are that Jacob place, a place of dwelling. God have mercy upon our dwelling places. And the city that what we represent, Zion, Zion of praise, Zion of healing. God saying he will restore that. And when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. But we got to believe it. Amen. Believe it and let God dwell in our heart, in our places, in our homes, in our family. He say, for there are life unto those that find it. And here it talks about in Proverbs 11:19, they say, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursued evil pursued it to his own death. Amen. We don't want to pursue evil. We want to pursue righteousness. Righteousness, and he say, and health to all their flesh. Life is a health to all our flesh, to all our bones, our flesh, everything, our mind. Life, because that's the light that what Jesus has in him, the light that he came in, and he shine among all men. Amen. And that's what we are to do. Keep, he said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. Amen. And that's what we want to seek. Diligence. Amen. For out of it is the issue of life. And that's what we are seeking, as righteousness attended to life. We want to seek righteousness. We want to seek the life. Because he's saying not many find it. Amen. And that those who have find it, not all of us find it sometimes, but it's still, life is still there within in the Word of God. And when we seek it, he says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Amen. And I Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I give you the hands of back of Minister Sanders. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. If you have any questions, you could call in to the radio station, and they'd be glad to answer your questions. Amen. God bless you all. Back to Minister Sanders. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Sanders.
Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen, Chaplain. Amen, praise God. We thank you for tuning in, radio listening audience today. You've been listening to Help by Design radio broadcast. You have been listening to Captain Michael Aparicio. And once again, we thank you for tuning in to the radio program today. Captain Michael, will you just, in the last moments that we have, go ahead and speak with the audience about how they can get involved, what the Hope Chaplaincy Ministry is doing, and how they can get involved. And we thank you for calling in today and listening to us today. And we hope that something's been said that you will be able to be edified in the area of your heart health and issues and as it pertains to spiritual matters of the heart. Chaplain Michael, tell us a little bit about the chaplaincy ministry, where we are, what's happening today, and how they can get in touch with you. And this is Minister Sands. Thank you so much for joining radio listening audience. Turn it back over to Chaplain Michael for the remaining of the broadcast. Thank you.
Amen. For those who are there just interested or inspired or led by the Spirit of God, amen. To Hope Chaplaincy Ministry is a chaplain ministry that trains and teaches men and women of God how to minister into the hospitals, amen, and the nursing homes and convalescent homes. And if you desire that a ministry, you can give me a call. My number is 561-714-8812. Amen. I'm looking forward of hearing from each one of y'all, and it's been a blessing. God is doing great things in the Hope Chaplaincy Ministry and in the hospitals. God is moving in the hospitals. He's moving in the patient's lives, and He's doing awesome works. Amen. And it's been a blessing being there for a year now, amen. And now God has opened the doors, amen. We're looking for recruiters, amen, to recruit people, amen. So, and at the end of the training, you get a certificate completion. We got classes on Saturdays, amen. Hallelujah, from 10 to 12, amen. And also we have coming up, we have in meetings on Saturdays at 10 to 12, amen. Hallelujah. And I hope that maybe give me a call and seek after this ministry. You know, our main tool is the Word of God. Amen. Word of God and prayer. All we bring the word encouragement and prayer to the people in the hospitals and the families and the staffs. Amen. We're not just there for the patient only, but we're there for everybody that comes through that hospital. Amen. There's a greater need. Amen. And that's what it is, a great need. Amen. And God bless you. And hopefully I'll be hearing from each one of you pretty soon. Amen. God bless you. Back to Minister Sanders. Amen. Sanders. Hallelujah. Hello, Minister Sanders. Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. I think she's out right now to continue something. But anyway, our main office is from Las Vegas. Amen. And we open one out here. Amen. And it'll be established in.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.